In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
In general, we like things to be fairly smooth and easy, to be able to accomplish what we want to accomplish in a timely and an efficient way, in a way that we want to do it without many struggles, without frustrations. And sometimes within Christian circles, we even tell ourselves that if God blesses something, that all the doors will open and it'll be smooth sailing. But today in the epistle, we hear Paul racked with grief and frustration over a community that he founded, writing to them in tears. And we see that throughout the New Testament, that it isn't always an open door. It isn't always easy. As a matter of fact, as an example of this, in today's gospel, we even see the fishermen who have toiled all day long and yet caught nothing. And we are meant to take something spiritual out of this. It doesn't feel good to be challenged. It doesn't feel good to have things stand in your way or to work hard and not get the results that you expect or the results that you want. Whether we're talking about our jobs or we're talking about the things in the church and ministries, or if we're simply talking about our own spiritual lives where we may pray to be delivered or fast or do various exercises to be delivered of sins or to get answers to prayers and be left with a sense of frustration and emptiness and silence. It doesn't feel good. But it is this feeling, that feeling of emptiness, the feeling of frustration, disappointment, the feeling of disillusionment sometimes. It is part of our spiritual journey. It is an expected part, actually. I've been reading a lot of other Sophroni lately, and there's chapters and chapters on this sort of thing about the temptations and the silence of God and all of those things that are feelings for us of emptiness, where we want to accomplish great things. And if we could just get it right and redouble our efforts, then we could go to the moon. We could do anything we wanted to do. And that many of these efforts end in frustration. In today's gospel, Jesus enters that boat of those disciples who were frustrated and tired from toiling, and he asked them to launch out a little bit, and then even further on in the gospel to launch out into the deep. And then, somewhat insanely, he asked them to drop their nets, to put their nets back into the deep water that they had fished all day and caught nothing. And that the very waters that they had just cleansed their nets from, and imagine frustratedly knowing that they would have to come back the next day and toil again, and possibly toil with the same negative results they had that day. Jesus asked them to launch their nets, and then we know there's this miraculous catch of fish. One of the benefits of having our toil be fruitless, one of the benefits of the disillusionment and the humility that comes along when things don't quite go the way we want them to go, is that it teaches us a lesson. You see, oftentimes we want to accomplish everything in our own strength. We want to do everything with our own effort. As I just mentioned a minute ago, I said we want to redouble our efforts. There are so many situations as a priest where I encounter a choice I have to make. One choice, which is part of my personality, which I avoid doing, is that I just give up. I turn and burn. I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. Not this priesthood thing. Other things, okay? Don't worry about it. The other thing is to redouble my efforts. I'm just going to steel myself and work harder and do more and say more and teach more. And I'm going to do all this, and then the results will come. Those two answers are mostly the human response to our frustrated condition where we're not getting exactly what we want, when we want it, how we want it, and we're not getting the reward for what we think that we're supposed to. And we see these doors open and various providential things happen, and we think, again, that we should be able to walk into this. And it'll be easy peasy, things will fall into place, and everything will be wonderful. And of course, we have experiences of that too, where sometimes it is like that. Either give up or redouble your efforts. And many people drop out of parish ministry for just this reason, because they can't handle their own feelings of frustration and lack of satisfaction. The answer is neither to give up or to simply redouble. In today's gospel, we see that our Lord commands Peter to put down the nets, and out of obedience, he puts down the nets. And they have a very miraculous, fruitful catch of fish, enough to sink two boats. So miraculous that it humbles Peter. It makes him see Jesus as the Christ, as something that's beyond him. You see, this net dropping wasn't about their efforts. It wasn't about them going home for the night. It was about Jesus Christ providing an abundance and making strong where they were weak. So this is one of the basic messages of the gospel. In John 15:5, our Lord says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." In many other ways, we hear Paul say that at one point that he prays for things to be removed from his life for three times, and our Lord gives him the revelation that says, "My strength is sufficient," that my strength is made strong in your weakness. So weakness and inability and frustration and humility and all those things that come about by our mere human efforts alone and our human energy alone, they are the pathway to humility. And it is humility that draws the grace of God to us. It is when we stop relying on ourselves and become more reliant upon Christ that we see miracles and that we see real doors open. And those miracles are very humbling. Now, it would be wonderful, I think it would be wonderful for me if God would let me simply accomplish my goals and do what I want to do and be successful. I really think I would feel very good about that. Please, God. Okay? Please, seriously. No, do that. But I think in the end I would be fairly demonic if he let me. If he let me have my agenda and accomplish everything spiritually and otherwise that I think I should be able to do, I certainly think that I would become a more twisted person. And I haven't liked being stopped and being fruitless. I haven't liked the frustration. But nonetheless, it is in those empty moments where sometimes Christ has filled the void. It was in those moments where I've been able occasionally to find humility. So take this spiritual truth from today's gospel. Our Lord calls each and every one of us. He has given us work to do. He has given us a community to work in. And that as you set your hand to the plow, anywhere in life, you will be eventually frustrated. If you want to avoid this frustration, first of all, be humble. Don't ever set your hand to a plow that you weren't asked to take up by our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't ever commit to things, unless it's committing out of obedience to our Lord. Like the Apostle Peter, when he threw his net tonight, was doing that in obedience. That's one way. That's the way of humility and the way of obedience. would be to first seek our Lord in his direction and ask him to give us the strength to do what we need to do. That would be one way. But sometimes we choose the hard way and we want to do our will. I've already covered that. So in our frustration, when we're so likely to either give up or simply redouble our efforts within in ourselves, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess that it is not going to happen by your energy alone. Humble yourself and ask for his sustainment, his blessing, and his transformation. One final point is that many of the things that people come up with are simply not in the will of God. And so it pays to take heed to our frustrations, because sometimes we're doing things that aren't meant to be done. And it's why they have been stopped and so frustrating for us. May our Lord Jesus Christ bless us with obedience and humility, and the ability to look at him in all of our circumstances of frustration and emptiness, so that he can fill us with the great miraculous gifts and fruits that he has. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is.